What's good, everybody? What's good?
Hey.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, in the building, and I'm with...
Ashley C.
Of course, and you're in the place to be. Listen, I'm always rhyming when I start with the intro. Have you noticed that? I'm super duper talented.
Right, you just got skills like that.
I guess I could have been at the Revolt Summit this weekend. I mean, why not? I'm talented.
You are.
I'm a woman of many talents.
You really are, though.
I'm just saying. So anyway, guys, how was your weekend, Ashley C?
It was pretty good.
Productive. I'm glad you're in the city because you've been gone for some time.
I like to leave every now and then and come back. I appreciate home when I'm gone a little bit.
So, that's good.
You know?
That's good. Because right now, I do not appreciate my home at all. I just want to get the fuck out. Like, I am so over, like, being... When I went to South Carolina this past weekend, because, you know, it was a full weekend for me. The bridal shower and everything. And I had to do my friend's makeup for her portraits and everything. I was so happy to just get away from my house for, like, a day. But then I realized I had to be back at that bitch, like, in a day. And it was just like...
Yeah, you got to leave for, like, a week or, like... Four days
is good.
And then you'll be like, oh, home.
Home, oh, my bad. But I didn't really appreciate that shit. So I'm just like, I really need to be gone. So I know definitely 2020, we're going to do some traveling.
Oh, God. There's so many places I want to go. Like, ugh.
Where? There's like one.
Like Greece.
Why the fuck is everybody wanting to go to Greece so now?
I don't know.
Okay, so listen. I had a college roommate, and when I, well, first I started at HBCU. I was like, get me away from all these niggas. I gotta go. So I came to Atlanta. I went to AIU, and I was in housing. We had like apartment style housing. And my first roommate was Maria. She's from Greece. She spoke like very little, like she spoke English, but it was like really, really bad. Right. And so I was like Maria's tour guide, but she was telling me about Greece and where she's from. And she was making good food. I mean, like grape leaves, stuffed grape leaves. And I was like, bitch.
Right. That sounds
so good. All my college years, I've always wanted to go to Greece because she gave me a vibe of Greece.
Yeah. So Greece. And Thailand are like my top two right now.
That. I don't know. I don't want
to. Girl, why?
I'm a person. Now, this is, I know this might seem a little strange. I don't mind traveling. But I really don't want to, travel too much out of the United States.
Why?
I don't know. It's, for me, I think it's like, I have like these phobias. Like I have phobias of being around a lot of people.
Like large crowds and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then I
think like you have to just, okay. So like,
I don't like that shit.
Do you remember when like everybody was going to Cuba and then all of a sudden they were like, oh, don't go to Cuba. There, something's going on with the embassy and they're hurting only the Americans. We went down there during that time and then shit happened to us.
Well, praise God. You were protected. My mama was praying for you. Literally, Blondell was like, you know, Ashley is going to Cuba quite frequently. You know, I just pray for Ashley. I pray for her protection. I was like, she needs it. That bitch.
Right. So, like, we went in, like, a big group and all that stuff that they tried to scare. So, like, for instance, my godbrother, he wants to go to DR. You know, that shit is scary right now because all these people are getting killed.
Why the fuck does he want to go to the DR right now?
Because he's just one of them people, like, he's not worried about the bad stuff that's happening because if it's his
he's
time,
invisible.
It's not even that. He thinks it's, like, if it's my time, it's my time.
It's my time.
Like, I'm going to be good, I think, when I go there. Like,
I don't know. You know, for me, like, I feel like everybody wants to go out of the country, but there's so many places and there's so many places here in Georgia that people have yet to discover. Do you know that we have beautiful waterfalls in Georgia that are like cave-like and you can go in there? And I mean,
Actually, I didn't know that.
I saw this on my friend's Instagram just like maybe a couple weeks ago and I was like, where did you go? He was like, I was at Toccoa Falls or something like that in the North
Georgia Mountains.
And he did a photo shoot there. And I was like, God, like, there are waterfalls in fucking Georgia?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I mean, then you have Arizona. I've never been to Arizona.
I was there for a day.
Okay, but I want to go and see what, like, I heard mm-hmm. Arizona is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, there's just so many places that are right here that are, like, little, I didn't even know that I'm from South Carolina. I didn't know that we had, like, this old castle on one of our islands in the Lowcountry. Oh, and I told my friend, I was like, listen, I'm doing a photo shoot there. It's fucking beautiful.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, of course, I don't mind going to certain places, but So
are you opposed to going to Greece or
Thailand? I can honestly say I've always wanted to go to Greece because, and I was going to celebrate it for my 40th,
mm-hmm.
but I love Mediterranean food. I just love everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My mom wants to go to Africa.
That's good, girl. Don't make your face like that.
Oh, my God.
My mom wants to go to Africa.
So now you're going to have the people thinking that I don't even want to go to the motherland. I do want to go to the motherland.
Okay.
God damn it. I want to go to the motherland, but how can I explain this? Like, I want to go to the motherland, but I want to, like, stay at, like, a 5-star hotel.
Of course.
And I want it to be like
that's the thing too. A lot of people, there's a misconception about Africa.
No, I know about I know about Africa. I know, but so many people are like, no, you want to go into the shanty land? I'm like, no, the fuck, I don't. I'm sorry, I don't want to go to the goddamn shanty land or to Cab Avenue. Are you? What the fuck you think I want to go to the shanty land in Africa? No, bitch, I don't.
Right.
Okay. I'm gonna keep it real with you. Now, and you know, for me, if I could be the one to, like, drop a couple $100,000
uh-huh.
to certain, you know, organizations or whatever and do some work, I wouldn't mind doing that. Mm-hmm. But bitch, put me up at the night. Like, I'm not staying in no mosquito net. I'm just not. Am I being rude? I'm being rude as fuck. Okay,
you
next.
You could have been a little, you know.
Listen,
but I get what you're saying, because I'm not trying to sleep outside either.
My auntie lived in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
The murder capital. Murder, D.C. And bitch, I wouldn't stay with her. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Huh.
And that's my family. So why the fuck you think I'm going to go to a whole nother country to go stay in somebody's hood?
Yeah.
I'm just not, that's not me.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't mind going to Accra, Ghana. No.
Do you want to go to Egypt?
Oh, not really, because Egyptians don't fucking like us. They don't consider themselves to be black.
Please.
You know, they don't.
They need to get out
right. I don't want to go to fucking Morocco. I want to go where my people are from. West Africa, mm-hmm. Ivory Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's where I want to go. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Cairo and all that shit. I mean, it looks nice because I see a lot of people who do it, but no, I don't want to go to Dubai. There's certain countries that I don't, you know, where I,
go there.
Yeah, I don't. Not when niggas are shitting on black women over there, you know. Just so you know, there's a lot of prostitution and a lot of these rich men from Dubai are getting these IG models to come over there to be like their little sex toys or whatever. And they do some of the most horrific things to these women for a bag, and they allow them to do it for a bag. And the crazy thing about it is that a lot of these trans women or men are getting their money like that from going over to Dubai and allowing them to do shitty things to them.
Okay, well,
so you can have that and miss me with it. But
on a lighter note
On a lighter note. So this weekend.
What happened this weekend?
Okay. So, Friday I went to South Carolina.
Right.
Saturday I came back.
Right.
I was super duper hyped because I was taking, like, no dose and 5-hour energy and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, Saturday I came back home. We got back home. I think it was, like, around 11 o'clock.
Okay.
I couldn't go to sleep.
In the evening?
In the night.
Right.
Wow. So I couldn't go to sleep until like maybe 4 o'clock in the morning. So my homeboy comes down My homeboy comes down from SC.
Okay.
Now, let's just say this, okay?
Homeboy. So, he's okay. Your buddy old pal.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let me just say this, right?
Okay.
When I was in high school, I never dated anybody from my high school.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it was a small high school. A lot of my family members went to this high school. And then the guys that went to my high school, they weren't my type.
Okay.
I'm just going to be real. It was maybe like a few that I, you know, would have dated, but they weren't my type.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm seeing some of these guys that are from high school that were like, you know, I always had a crush on you, right?
You know
this, and they're sliding in my DMs.
Okay.
So one of my high school buddies was like sliding in my DMs for a while. We've been, you know, like flirting back and forth with one another.
Okay.
Why are you smiling so hard, Ashley?
But I'm just eager to hear this.
Because, I mean, somebody slid in your DMs and now you made a whole relationship out of it. But anyway. So, I was hoping that one day, bitch, I could be lucky like my friend and be like, yeah, so let me tell you how we met, you know, on our wedding little thing.
Okay.
He slid into my DMs. Okay. Da, 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 da. But no, I was just like, you know, just flirting back and forth.
Uh-huh.
So, he told me he was going to be up here or down here for the Eagles and Falcons game.
So, he's not a homeboy.
What do you mean?
Okay. Go ahead.
He's my homeboy. He's the homie.
Okay.
So I was like, I was like, well, you know, maybe we can, you know, go out and have some drinks or whatever after the game.
Okay. He was cool with it.
So he was like, are you coming to my hotel room?
Oh.
I was like, for the drinks? All right. Okay. So listen. You know me, Ashley. On the 24th of this month will be one whole entire year that I have gone without sex. Why are you clapping? That's not clapping. That's
good.
No, it's why is that good?
Because it was by choice.
No, it wasn't. What do you mean that was my choice? No. Who chooses that?
I don't know. Sometimes people like feel like maybe things aren't going the way they want them to go, so they gotta remove certain things that are distractions. So
no, bitch.
That could have
no, not at all.
Okay, well, my
it
bad.
Wasn't that sex is a distraction because sex. I mean, sex isn't a distraction
for
sex,
you.
No, like I could cut it off easily,
right?
Just like how I did with this.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it was that I was not willing to have meaningless sex anymore.
Okay.
Like I want to have sex and I want to be intimate, but I want to be intimate with somebody that means something to me.
Right.
I don't just want to be fucking.
About to have drinks.
Okay, so listen.
That's not with the homie at the hotel.
No, bitch, I was going to get us both some drinks. I was like, come on, Ashley, go to the bar with me. And you was like, bitch, I'm down for whatever. Free drinks, oh, I'm down for whatever. And then I was hoping that, you know, maybe, you know, I would get a little loose.
Okay.
Then, you know, one goes with two.
And then bust it wide open.
Woo!
And let that nigga tell you, bring it.
Listen. Like, me and this dude have history because he, like, back in the day, I got my first hickey from him.
Oh.
Okay, so, and that shit felt good for, that was, like, the first kind of, like, sexual interaction I had.
Why do these do that stuff to me?
But, okay, you so, listen, he was a senior.
Okay. You were?
I was a freshman. Mm-hmm. And I was a little fast, wasn't I?
That was, yeah.
But the thing about it was that I wasn't having sex.
Right.
So he ended up sleeping with somebody I knew.
Mm.
So that kind of like deaded it all. So I was like, oh, never mind. Damn. And so again, because he was pressuring me in high school, he was like, yo, when you gonna let me taste that? When you gonna let me, you know, getting them panties. And I was like, you know, dude, I don't, I'm not doing this. Like,
right, right.
That's and, like, it was a, like, kind of stressful thing because I think he was really trying to conquer me because he was a senior. I was a freshman, but I was like, oh, no, I'm not. Like, where are we going? Mm-mm. You going to take me to? No, I can't. Like, right. No. Right. And so I'm glad that it was kind of like, because he ended up having sex with somebody that I was, you know, cool with. Mm. And I found out about it. So now... it's the time. Because right. I'm like, yo, all this time I've been like wanting to know.
Right. What's going on?
Like, what is down there? Because his body is good. Uh-huh, uh-huh. His body is good. Okay. And you know, I'd be like peeping him on IG or whatever. He'd be lifting weights. I'm like, oh, he can lift me.
Right.
This is easy to do. You doing 350, you can easily right. lift me.
I'm
bitch.
A feather.
Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's dead weight. At least I'm going to be doing a little bounce. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, oh, this is going to be a treat. So yeah. I come over to your house.
Right.
Because I know he's at the football game.
Right. So you just, yeah.
So I was like, Ashley, I'm going to come through mm-hmm. or whatever.
We was all over
I'm
here.
I'm going to eat some cow foots. Ashley can cook her ass off, y'all. For the first time I had cow feet. Ashley was cooking, but I was like,
it's a traditional Jamaican dish.
Yeah, you'll make that shit for Christmas. Mm-hmm, word up. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know. And I was a little afraid to eat it because I was like, yo, I don't want to be gassy when I go over to dude.
Right.
You make it bok choy. Yeah,
you gotta be careful. Like,
you don't want to let out one and you're in an intimate situation. Right. That is so embarrassing.
It is.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Happens
thankfully. Actually.
You never had a little queef?
Oh, that's different.
They that's know a pussy better. Fart.
But they know better.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about farting party. Like, smell like this. Like, okay, you all smell that?
Oh my God.
Like, can we stop?
That's so
that's
nasty.
What I don't want. And then it's like, when you take a shit, it's like, nah, oh,
it's over. It's over.
And then... oh boy, probably so now, over it by
yeah,
then.
He's like, you he's know, done.
So it's like, yeah, thankfully.
And you I were trying to get me Catholic. You wanted me to like really, really embarrass myself.
No.
Ashley is a sabotager.
No. I
came over to this place. I had already had a little trip. It was a little plate.
Yeah, it was not bad.
It was a little plate. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And then, but I came over here. I was cute.
You were. I can't even hate. Yeah. You
no panty lines showing. No panty lines showing. You know what I'm saying? Everything was good.
Yeah. And he was
11:30 comes.
And he's texting you though, right?
He did text me. Mm-hmm. But I was like, what's up? Mm-hmm. He was like, where you at? I was like, I'm at my girls. Mm-hmm. He's like, what you doing? I mean, I'm waiting on you.
Right.
Then 12:30 comes. Then 12:55. At this point, I'm done.
Right. I do remember at 12:55, you were like, girl.
Because I started, like, laying down on your couch. Like, Ashley had gave, like, you gave me some Cuban rum to mix with, like, I had already had a drink. Uh-huh. And it was strong.
Yeah, that was straight from Cuba, girl.
Then I had Henny at home.
Oh.
And then because, you know, Henny makes you sin. Then I came over here and you gave me some pure Cuban rum. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just all prepped. Because mm-hmm. You were rushing me when I was at my house. And you were like, what are you doing? I was like, bitch, shaving. Like, what do you mean? What am I? Why are you rushing me, Ashley? Ashley was like, what are you doing? Hurry. I was like, what am I hurrying for? Like, hurry up and come over here. I was like, Ashley.
Yeah, because I thought we were going to like.
It's been a year, yesterday. Bitch. Like, I need to. Right. I need to prep down there. Like, right. What are you saying? Like, I was not. Like, when I said I was not having sex, which I meant I was not having sex. Like, this was all barbed wire. Like, like, bitch, you're not getting in.
Right. Ooh. Okay.
I mean, I kept down there neat.
Uh-huh. But I know,
like, I
mean,
could have worn a bathing suit.
Like, I know what you mean. It's like, there's no point in,
but
like,
it's
going
no point to go
there.
All the way front and back full Monty and nobody's back down there looking.
You know,
so I'm disappointed now, and the reason why I'm disappointed is because not because he like really stood me up or anything like that, because I actually was the one who made the decision to go home.
Right.
Even though it was like 1:30 in the morning and I have to be at work. Like, how long is this session gonna be? Because bitch, I'm tired. I'm tipsy now. I mean, I'm tired because I've been traveling all weekend, and then you want me
that
to have...
That was inconsiderate of him, I think.
Okay, I didn't know if it wasn't, but
no,
he...
that was kind of inconsiderate.
But like, the thing about it is that he really... I mean, he told me that he was coming to Atlanta, and I knew that he was coming for the football game.
Okay.
If anything, I was going to see him that Saturday, but I was in South Carolina, so I couldn't see him.
Right.
So, at least he was trying to make... So, I don't want to say it was inconsiderate of him.
But he knows. Men go to football... Like, men who watch football...
He could have just said,
he could have been like, look, I'm going to just be real with you.
This ain't going to happen.
These games last about 4 hours.
And it's not going
to
happen.
So, unless you're willing to wait, or I might can leave out at the, you know, toward the end of the fourth quarter, you know...
Right.
Or something.
Right.
But how late you will, because it's going to be a little late.
Yeah. So, I go back home.
Uh-huh.
Cute.
Ugh. Don't you hate that?
Nothing. I mean, my makeup ain't even smudged. I think I went to sleep. I did. I didn't even wash my face. I went to sleep with this makeup on. I got a lot of likes on Facebook from the pictures, though.
See?
I mean, that's all that really matters. You know, fuck these niggas. But, you know, the sad thing about it is, it's like... Like, this is the second time this has happened to me this month. Like, I met a guy.
It's a sign.
And I...
You don't need to be... You need to make it to your 1 year.
I need to make it to my 1 year. I might... It might be 2 or 3 years.
Ooh.
It might be.
Ooh.
I feel the hair growing back on my vag already.
In one day?
In one day, bitch. It's like sewing itself right back up. Oh, it's like no dude. More sex, bitch. Cause like I don't want to have
meaningless
sex. I just don't. Like, I feel like sex is so much better when you can look in that person's eyes and they can like feel your thoughts. Like, I know this shit feels good.
That sounds deep.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, y'all are kind of looking and gazing into each other's eyes. Not, you know, and it's good. It's good. And you don't want to be like, after it's done, you be like, all right, nigga.
All right, see you.
I'll see you later.
Or.
No, you want to fall asleep. All right,
I'm going to head out.
Right, bitch. All right, then, well.
I'm going
to
head out.
I'm a wash up and I'm a head on out.
Right.
Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. I want to be able to, like, fall asleep next to him. And then he wake me up in the morning. We go for a round two. Can we get a round two?
Oh,
can we get a round two?
Don't worry. It's going to happen.
I'm just, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not really stressing it. And I think that everything happens for a reason. I think the reason why I didn't meet up with old boy before him, the guy before him, was because he wasn't the one. The reason why this didn't happen this time was because he's not the one.
Mm-hmm.
I am putting it in my head and kind of manifesting what I want
mm-hmm.
in a partner and a mate, and these people won't be able to give it to me, so they're being blocked.
Yeah, no.
Honestly,
no, for real,
I think
though.
Like the universe, God, or whatever, it's like, no, bitch, I got something better for you.
Or something. I really believe in that. Yeah.
And I'm really gonna, you know, I'm gonna manifest that thing. I really, and then, you know, this is growth for me, because this past weekend, I went to my friend's bridal shower. She's about to get married.
Okay.
And then another friend of mine who has been my friend since kindergarten, she got engaged.
Aww.
And, you know, my mom made a comment. She was like, don't worry, one day your time is going to come. And this is the thing. I feel that my mom wants it more than I do. I think my mom, sometimes she feels kind of sad for me or something.
Well,
like,
because, like,
I don't want my daughter to be alone.
Older, so it's one
and she,
of them
and she wants, like, to see me with...
At some point, you know what I'm saying? Like, at some stage, whether it be you have a baby or you...
She was not my
right. You're in love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I feel like if she sees at least one of those... You know, she'll probably stop saying all those things.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even have any prospects. So she's kind of like,
Not now. I mean, like you said, the universe is blocking the bullshit right now.
So. It is, and I'm not going to sit back and, you know, stress it.
Yeah, don't.
When it happens, it happens.
Right. Look at Gabrielle Union.
You keep on referring. You I'm know. Just saying,
like, that whole being Mary Jane, like, when she was acting. Like, that was her
that
life.
That was her life.
That was legit her life.
I am a legit, real life being Mary Jane.
Like, got your shit together, girl, boom. Like, you look good, all this stuff, but
you can't get it together.
With, like, the only issues in her life are issues with men and then, you know, children. Men and children. The combination of the two.
I'm a real life Mary Jane, being Mary Jane.
But that was her in real life, and look at her. Now she has a baby, and she's, what, almost 50.
Yes, with her.
She's like 47.
Billionaire husband.
It don't matter.
And her surrogate.
And that girl, and you about to be a billionaire too?
Okay.
And
okay.
Be a surrogate.
Manifest that.
Be your surrogate, girl.
Because, you know, I did ask your god sister, and she was like.
She said if she had your baby, that baby be mine.
I keep it.
That's mine. She said if I have to be the one to carry it, and I have to give
it. I keep it.
And going out, that's my baby. So.
Okay, so Dominique is out.
She's out.
We cannot so, have her surrogate. Anyway, guys, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Word on the Street. And, we got a good Word on the Street for you guys. So make sure you don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back. And it is now time for Word in the Streets. So a lot was going on this weekend beyond my drama of everything that was going on in my life. But actually some really, really good things was, you know, going down in the city. And one of them was Diddy's revolt. I'm not sure if you know about this, but Diddy has been doing a revolt summit. It was in Atlanta this past weekend, September 12th through the 14th. And then he's going to have a summit in Los Angeles on October 24th through the 26th. And it just says, learn, network, and celebrate. They had like lineups of Andre Harrell, Timbaland, Jeezy, T.I., Swiss Beatz, Killer Mike, Remy Ma, I think Carrie Hilson was there, B. Simone, DC Young Fly, Angelique from the Breakfast Club. So it was a lot of people there. Jock was there, Moneybagg Yo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he just had like a lot of people. It was a lot of people there that really supported him. It says the hip hop summit was, not the hip hop summit, the Revolt Summit is the power of hip hop. At the Revolt Summit, hip hop's finest meetup to celebrate and elevate the power of hip hop and move the culture forward. It was, you know, learning. It was like a campus type of thing where they had master classes, panels, keynote speakers. But the one thing that everybody is talking about is the clip with Killer Mike. I'm not sure if you got to really go on Instagram or actually just go and look at the panel. From what I understand, it was a lot of back and forth of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, T.I., everybody wants, this is the thing about it, right? Everybody has an opinion.
Right.
My mother says everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an asshole too.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My whole thing is that when you come up and you have an opinion about something, I need you to have some actual facts to back it up.
Right.
So my whole thing is you can talk all that shit that you want to talk, T.I.,
right.
And Kanye.
Right.
And everybody else.
Right.
But what facts do you have? And that's when Killer Mike said, stop choosing which master is the better master.
Right.
And I think it was dope. The crazy thing about it is this, is that before I even saw that clip, right?
Right.
This is how I know that spiritually I'm on the wavelength of righteousness.
Okay.
And the reason why I say that is because where my mind is right now is on a whole totally different level. And the people who really meet me in the middle are the people who are supposed to be in my circle.
Okay.
Because maybe 15 minutes before I saw that clip with Killer Mike, I made this post on Facebook and I said, it's really sad because I went back home. how run down where I'm from is. Right. Back when I was in high school and growing up, we used to have, you know, little county fairs. We used to have like a shopping plaza. Everybody would get their Tommy Hilfiger, their Izod shirts and everything. Like it wasn't a flea market. It was a legit
like an outlet
store. Yeah. It's run down. Like from and you can see it from the interstate.
Ooh.
I mean, graffiti, the doors are all busted open. I'm like,
wow.
So my whole thing is this. Back home, the boys are always getting busted from selling drugs, shooting people. And it's like, everybody want to be a boss, but can't nobody, ain't none of y'all really doing shit. Because if you were, if you was a real legit bona fide drug dealer doing your shit, your city wouldn't be looking like this. Mm. When you rep your city, your city and everybody else would respect you in a manner because you're doing stuff for the hood. You're doing stuff for the community. Right. But y'all are just making it look worse. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I posted that up on Facebook because I was so disheartened. I was like, you mean to tell me that there's not one place where tourists can, you know, travel, whatever that stretch of highway is, they can't pull over and buy something. Mm. Y'all can't offer jobs to, like, local people who live in the community. Like,
wow.
What's the fucking mayor doing? And why are y'all allowing this shit to run down like this? Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really, really sad. So, when Killer Mike came on there, he was like, we're all free, but we still have that slave
mentality. He knows, he is so in tune.
He's in tune.
Crazy.
I'm going to say this, though, about Killer Mike. If you haven't watched his documentary on Netflix, I suggest you do it.
I haven't, but I mean,
His thoughts are kind of outlandish. And
okay, and so were people who came up with the internet and people who...
But no, this is what I say. This is why I say this. Not outlandish like that.
Uh-huh.
He's outlandish in the way of saying that black people don't need white people at all.
Oh, man.
And I kind of tend to disagree with that. I feel that we're all God's children. We're all created for a particular purpose and plan. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I can do everything without white people. I don't want to say that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I because that to me puts me in the same category as a white nationalist.
Okay.
A KKK. You know, and I understand what a lot of people are saying is like, oh, you could never be racist because you don't have the power to determine, you know. But my whole thing is y'all know what the fuck I mean.
Yeah.
You know, like, at the end of the day, we all need each other. You know what I'm saying? And it would be good if black people would stop warring with black people.
That's, oh, God.
That's
like one of the biggest problems.
That's what. So when you're demanding respect from other people, but you don't even respect your own people, you know what I'm saying?
You look crazy.
You look crazy. Now, what I was saying, Killer Mike, I thoroughly enjoyed it because basically what he told the people on the panel was to shut the fuck up. Like, you have to listen
y'all
to it.
Talking,
but
y'all not talking.
Right. And y'all talking and y'all talking all this bullshit because you're talking about Democratic Party and the Republican Party. But none of these motherfuckers really care about you.
Right. Because if you really get down to the nitty gritty, we used to be, as you know, black people, part of the Republican Party.
So absolutely.
It's like, it's not about that.
It's not. It's not about that. It's much bigger than that. And what I'm telling you is that we have to, in all honesty, we have to see our own self-worth. And I mean, only thing I'm going to say is job well done to Diddy. I feel like there needs to be more things like this.
Yeah, more. Yeah, this is a great idea.
The Revolt Summit was a good idea. I really think that right now is the time for a lot of us to really step up as leaders in our communities.
And I just hope it's not a money-making thing for him. And just one of those things where I can create a convention, get black people to buy tickets.
Right.
So we can talk about the same shit and still not do anything. Right. But at least it looks like something because there's famous people here. There's
you know, elected officials here. There's
I really wish he had like a voting drive. Like,
I hope it's not like that.
I really wish like there. I wasn't
registering,
there.
He needs to be registering people to vote.
I don't know if they did have that or not, but that would have been a good thing. What would have also been a good thing is to, you know, talk about the things that are plaguing our communities and how these hip hop artists are really making this shit sound positive. Let's talk about, you know, drug use in our communities now. Everybody wants to pop pills now. And then when they can't get the pills, now they go into heroin. Let's talk about how everything is overly sexualized, but yet here you're having the Revolt Summit in Atlanta, Georgia, that has one of the leading cases of HIV. Nobody wants to talk about these things, but these are the things that need to be talked about. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to do it in the church, then let's talk about it outside of the church.
Right.
For so long, you know, the church didn't want to talk about AIDS and, you know, condoms and, you know, birth control and all these things. And so if they're not talking about it in the church, well, let's have a revolt, you know, a conversation about how they're taking away women's rights when it comes down to abortions and stuff. Like, we need to talk about the rough, tough topics. Right. And then last but not least, well, no. We got two more things to talk about. Kanye was at New Birth.
Yeah.
Speaking of church. Nice segue. What do you think about Kanye at New Birth? Do you think do you think that if Eddie Long were still alive, do you think that Kanye would have been invited to New Birth?
Yes, because it would be about money. Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
But nobody knew Kanye was coming. Nobody knew that Kanye was coming.
I mean, Eddie Long, if he would have known. He would have had to know and just had to keep it quiet. But yes, he would have allowed it because it would be, you know, stuff for him. Like, I don't know. All of that was just really off. Well, like, it was really random for me. I mean, I heard it was great, though. Like,
I heard it was great. Have you looked at some of his videos of Sunday service?
I just can't.
No, okay, so let me just say this.
It just seems so weird to me.
Well, let me say this, because one of my coworkers who does attend New Birth said that it was so emotional. She said that she feels that Kanye is coming back.
Oh.
She does. She said that, you know, Kanye back in the day that was kind of irrational and everything. She said that he was speaking. He said at first he thought it was about, you know, chasing the dream of being a millionaire and the sales and the record sales and the money and the women. And he said, and now he's realizing that none of that matters. It's all about God. I find that so funny, though, because, I mean, your Yeezy brand is really kind of out there right now.
Yeah, because I sure do buy me a few Yeezys every now and then.
I'm just saying, inside, I heard it's
not cheap.
I heard they're pricey.
Yeah, girl.
And, you know, I also hear, like, at his Sunday church thing, they have merch there.
They have what?
Merchandise.
Oh, Lord.
Kanye,
a bad thing,
but Kanye don't want for nothing. Kanye does not need
maybe,
to be selling
maybe
no merch.
Maybe the merchandise is gonna go towards something.
No, bitch, I doubt it. Okay,
you know how like people, the God is dope. I like those type of like. I like
they ain't
like
Kanye.
That. I know. I'm just giving you an example of like merchandise. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool, but I mean,
so on
their level, they're not a Kanye level. Shout out to God is the God is dope crew because they're right here in Atlanta, Georgia.
They are.
But I feel like Kanye, if he really wants to do this and he wants to, you know, do this on a level, I don't think he should be selling overpriced merch. Like, when he was at Coachella, like, they were selling these t-shirts that were like $100. And this was for the sunrise service at Coachella.
Well.
And you know motherfuckers was buying that shit. So, I mean, whatever, Kanye, you do what you do.
But, I mean, I'm glad to hear that people thoroughly enjoyed themselves.
They thoroughly enjoyed it.
My friend, he went, you know. When I saw it on his Instagram story, I thought it was a joke. I was like, is this real? Because he said something like Kanye's service. And it said New Birth. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Aaron, is this real? Like, he was like, laugh out loud, yes.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knew. Because I knew there were a lot of people who were, they knew that Kanye was having
Sunday service because they were like doing an audition yeah, or whatever.
At that church, because that is one of the biggest churches in Atlanta.
Yeah, and but nobody really knew where it was going to be because I was looking at social media and everybody was like, "Where is it going to be? Why are they not?" So I think that it was to avoid like an influx of people coming and making it like a big scene. Mm-hmm. So if you missed out on church that Sunday, you just missed out. Right. You were supposed to be at church and you didn't show up.
That would have been kind of cool.
So, but yeah, I heard, and when I watched the videos of his Sunday service, it's very moving. Like, it's really like a praise and worship type of, you know, thing. And mm-hmm. I thought it was dope because for those people who are not familiar with Christ or, you know, any type of religion, this might open a door or a gateway for them to actually just kind of be connected some way spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
I don't know, but you know, shout outs to Kanye for showing out at New Birth.
I hope you're coming back, man.
Yeah, I hope so too. And then, okay, now is last, but not least.
Right.
Black Girls Rock.
Black Girls Rock.
Which I didn't get a chance to see. I mean, I really have been working my ass off.
Right.
And I didn't get a chance to see it, but from what I hear, it was wonderful.
It was, yeah, it took place on September 8th.
Yeah, and D.I.V. performed. I saw that little snippet. She looks good.
She looks amazing.
Oh, and I also saw the snippet of... finally, it's happened to me. But my face, and I can't
deny
it. Yeah, CeCe Peniston. It was CeCe Peniston and that whole crew. That was dope because I grew up on that type of music.
Yeah, no, like Black Girls Rock is a really good.
Oh no!
What is it, like an award show kind of thing? Like
it is celebrating women, black women who are doing the damn thing, black women who have endured some shit, black women that are making strides to make it better for other young black girls to come up into different avenues in life, and I am here all for it. But
we have a little dilemma.
Okay, tell me what the dilemma is, girl.
So, apparently,
there
are members of the trans community
who
have, I guess, not so good feelings about the Black Girls Rock show because they don't feel like they have been represented in any capacity on the show. So...
Who is feeling this, Ashley? Because I already know that somebody, and I know that I have a lot of people who are trans and a lot of people who are in the LGBTQ.
IA. Yeah.
You know, that community mm-hmm. that listens to the show.
Right.
So I don't want to be offensive.
Right.
But I do plan on speaking my truth. So let's just go ahead and just dive in.
So... as you know, Niecy Nash, Angela Bassett, Regina King, Ciara, like those are just a few of the women who were honored.
Okay.
On the
show. They are all worthy of it.
Right. They're amazing. But Pose, is it called Pose?
I fucking love Pose.
Okay.
On FX. Yes. Okay.
So Pose star.
Shout out to Blanca.
Miss Ross. I don't know how you say it. Angelica.
Electra. Yeah.
She noticed that out of all the women honored during the show, Black trans women didn't even get an acknowledgement. She said, considering the number of Black trans women that were killed this year, and it's reached up to 18 as of last 2 weeks ago, and obviously they were brutal murders. Mm-hmm. She said that's certainly an issue that should have at least been recognized, even if it was during the memorial portion of the show, but. It wasn't brought up, and people are offended, her included. So, how do you feel about Black trans women, you know, being a part or being recognized or, you know, being just overall just being included in Black Girls Rock?
Well, let's just say this. Talking about the memorial, because we know that a lot of, award shows have memorials set aside for those who are celebrities.
That's true.
And people who are well known. And so I don't know.
Or like those issues. Well, this is the thing though, because remember they did I forgot which show it was, but they did a memorial for, remember when like Trayvon Martin, all okay. those people were
okay.
being recognized for being brutally murdered by, okay. you know, law enforcement. So that was it. Recognized. So
I get it.
I guess in this case, do you think they were wrong? Okay,
I don't think that Black Girls Rock, that I don't think that that was their job.
Okay.
I honestly don't believe that that was their job. And I'm just going to just speak on how I feel about the situation.
Okay.
I feel that Black Girls Rock is about Black girls.
Women who are, and who, women, were they,
do who you think were it, born women.
People who, okay.
I feel that
we didn't choose to be born into this gender. Is that what it is?
Or I feel it is what it is. It is Black Girls Rock. And no matter how much a trans person that is transgendered as a woman or transgendered as a man, I don't care how you represent yourself. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you were not born as a girl. So they are recognizing women mm-hmm. who were born as women, not mm-hmm. trans. Mm-hmm. Now, this is my whole situation, and this is what I believe. This is no digs or disrespect to anybody who's in the trans community.
Right.
Because, like I said, I work with a lot of transgendered people. I love a lot of transgender people. I have no qualms with transgender people. When it comes down to trans LGBTQ mm-hmm. people, they have their own specific thing.
And that's true, because heterosexuals are not a part of that.
And we're not a part of it. That's and true. And that's the thing true. About it is that we don't, when it comes down to us being a part of the parades and everything, is we're celebrating you being gay, being a lesbian, being trans, being bi, being queer. We're celebrating you.
Right.
We're celebrating that you're not you know, being discriminated against, and you can get married now and you can be your free self. So why is it that, you know, I never go up into Lips and say, you know what, bitch, I want a job here at Lips. Mm. I can look like a drag queen.
For those of you who don't know, Lips is a drag show in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's a club. It's like drag a club
slash dinner. It's like a dinner show.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the performances
are by trans or drag queens.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not trying to infiltrate your shit. Don't try to infiltrate my shit. If you want to go and have a Black Girls Trans Rocks, then go ahead and do that. But for Beverly Johnson, was it Beverly Johnson who does this? No. Is it Beverly Johnson?
I think the one who said this?
No, the person who does Black Girls Rock.
I think her name is Beverly Johnson.
I'm not sure. I think it's Beverly Johnson. I might be just getting the names mixed up. You can Google it. But that's not what she intended for her own show to be. That's like coming up into my shit and telling me how to run my fucking house. At the end of the day, I say no shoes on my goddamn carpet in my fucking house. You can wear shoes on your carpet in your goddamn house. But when you come to my shit, it's no shoes on my shit.
Right.
So when it comes down to my event and I'm putting my money, my hard-earned time, my sponsorships on the line, if I don't want no trans shit, I don't want no trans shit. Mm-hmm. If I don't want no gay shit, I don't want no gay shit. At the end of the day, you can't stop bullying yourself into avenues that was not meant for you. I don't go to fucking KKK meetings.
Okay.
I don't go there. Okay. I don't go to goddamn the Q's, Omega's, meetings, or, you know, on their line. Cause bitch, I can't be an Omega.
Right.
You know, why the fuck? Oh,
that kind of,
it's happening. It's happening. And I don't think that it's right. If y'all want to have a sorority or a fraternity, go do your shit. Mm-hmm. We are not stopping you from having your own equal rights and being in a fraternity or sorority or whatever it is. Organize. Do your own shit. Do your own homework. Because stop trying to jump on other people's bandwagon. You know,
like at my college, I went to the University of Georgia. Obviously, there are Black and white fraternities and sororities.
Absolutely.
And there are also Latina Latino sororities and fraternities.
Make it happen, bitch.
And Asian.
Stop trying to be, I need y'all niggas to stop trying to be AKAs and Deltas and shit, and you got a dick. Mm-hmm. That is not what it was, that was not what it was. What it was
founded on.
No. It wasn't. Right. And I don't care how much you're trying to, you know, come into people's lives or force your ways into what I believe is what I believe. Yeah. You're not going to sit here and change my belief systems. Right. I'm not going to change yours. I feel like if you want to, you know, be a 6'2" tall man, 6'11", and you want to walk around in a miniskirt, that's by your choice. That's what the fuck you need to do.
Right.
But when it comes down to you coming up into my business and I'm servicing a certain type of client and you're not looking like how I would like you to look, I have every right to say, no, I'm good.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want any awkwardness in my business. Right. So that gives you the opportunity to say, you know what? I'm unique. I'm queer. I'm different. I'm going to have my own fucking business. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and hire my own queer sisters. And that's where it all comes up to be the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm, you know, that's mm-hmm. how y'all have y'all shit. Stop trying to force yourself. Y'all got a whole logo channel. Y'all got gay shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a whole gay-ass people channel.
Are, people are very supportive.
You got RuPaul Drag Race.
Yeah.
You got parades. Bitch, y'all done took the goddamn rainbow.
And during Pride, you know, I noticed a lot of big-named, like, logos.
Right.
Were, you know, putting the rainbow as their symbol for that month.
It's, you know, it's wonderful. So. It's beautiful. It's amazing how companies say, you know what? We're not going to discriminate.
Right.
And this is another thing. And I'm going to speak on this because I never got the chance to talk about this. Kevin Hart was not wrong. Kevin Hart said what the fuck he said, and he said it and he meant it.
What did he say?
He like, you saw the Dave Chappelle show.
Right.
He said something about, like, if his son came up gay, you know, he was going to buy a dollhouse. This is what Dave Chappelle said, paraphrasing it. And boom, hit him over the head with the goddamn dollhouse. I don't want my son to be gay.
Okay.
Okay. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Number one.
I mean, I guess I can see both sides.
Number one, Dave Chappelle said, first of all, it was a joke. Right. Because how's your son going to get a dollhouse unless you buy it for him? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then number two, it was a lot of people. First of all, I don't want my child to be gay. Do you know how hard it is to be a gay person in this world today? Very hard. Very discriminatory. Mm-hmm. Very, a lot of bullying. Do you know how many kids have committed suicide because of their sexual orientation mm-hmm. or being questioned? So a part of that is that, no, I just don't want my child to grow up in this. It's already hard being black.
Right.
Now you're being black and queer, black and gay, black and... It's even hard for black people to grow up and be awkward.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Why are you reading anime?
Why are you acting like that? You talk funny.
Why are you...
Here we go.
You know what I'm saying? Why you got on them shoes?
Because that's all I could afford.
You know what I'm saying? But you see how hard it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, Lord, you can't appease everyone. But at the end of the day, when you have your own avenue and your own outlet, use that to your advantage. If you want to be a queer girl, rocks, a trans boy, rocks, a trans girl, rocks, however you want to do it. Yeah. I'm sure that there'll be, you know, the community or businesses that will support and mm-hmm. but stop trying to run other people's shit.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
And as far as, you know, so many queer trans people being murdered, that is so sad. That is so evil. And I hate it because that is another life that right. did not have the right to be taken away.
Right. Right.
No matter, you wouldn't kill a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, people wouldn't kill a dog. Don't kill another human being. Right. Okay? So, my whole thing is that there needs to be a movement for those people who are being killed. Number one, let's talk about why these trans people are being killed like this. A lot of these trans people are being killed in this manner because they're in sex trade. in the sex trade industry. Mm-hmm. A lot of these trans people are being killed because a lot of them, not a lot, but some of them have not told their partner that they are trans. Oof. Now, is it right for you to kill somebody because they didn't tell you that they were trans? Or is it right for you to kill somebody because they are a sex worker? No.
Right.
It's not okay. It's not okay. But a lot of these issues are playing. Why are these young teenagers in, sex trade?
In the first place, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Why aren't you not being honest with your partner of who you really are? Because let's be real with it now. There are a lot of these transgendered men out here that look like bitches.
They look good. They be looking good, girl.
I mean, sometimes I can't tell them apart. Like, bitch, you look like a full-grown woman. So could you just imagine somebody being, like, not even aware that they are with a person that's trans?
It's very possible.
And then guess what they do? Me and him used to kick it. We used to kiss. As soon as somebody blows up, come on, Bobby V. Did we forget about Bobby V? And how the transgender person recorded Bobby V walking out the apartment naked.
Oh, dear.
You don't remember that?
No, girl. I work with him.
Yeah. Then a lot of trans people like to talk that shit. Girl, he gay. Girl, he's this, he's
that. What's funny is Bobby Valentino, I remember when I was a freshman or a sophomore in college, Bobby Valentino and Chingy did a show together. They came to our, you know,
really?
And I remember Chingy being in the media about messing with transgender, but he apparently didn't know.
I mean, my whole thing is that
it's more common than.
Yeah, and my whole thing is
do what you do.
Just keep it real.
Do what you do.
Just keep it real. So, guys, that was Word on the Street. We'll be right back. We have a new segment that we're trying to, we're going to try it out.
Okay, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We want you to stay tuned. It's going to be a real short segment, and it is entitled...
What You Not Gonna Do.
What You Not Gonna Do, boo-boo. Okay, so we'll be right back after this break. All right, guys, so we're back. Okay, so this new segment is the segment where we're ending the show with what you not gonna do, mm-hmm. Boo-boo. you know when sisters really get into it and they be like...
Just what you not
and their head get tilted to the side and they start pointing them two fingers.
Try me, like...
Bitch, what you not finna do is...
Right.
What you not gonna do, boo-boo. What you boo-boo. Not gonna do
put your finger in my face when you talk to me.
Okay?
Thank you.
Bitch. You know how to end it. Bitch. So we are ending the show with what you not gonna do. And this is something that really kind of offended me today. So What you not gonna do is use the word nigga. And you not even black, bitch. Now, I know that, you know, a lot of us that are of a darker hue tend to think that we are black.
Or they feel connected to the black community.
Or you feel like, you know, you there. So, you know, you got black dick in you. So, you feel like you are part black.
Right.
But what you're not going to do, boo, is you're not going to sit here and use the N-word and think that I'm not going to check you on it. I don't care if you are the darkest of the dark and you are from Bangladesh. I don't care if you're the darkest of the dark and you are doggone Filipino. I don't care about none of that shit. What you're not going to do is use that word freely around me because you will get checked. You will get told. You will get your feelings hurt. And, bitch, you will never be invited to the barbecue. So go have several fucking seats and rethink. Ooh. Rethink what you're about to say before you say the N-word. What you got, Ashley?
I was just going to say what you're not going to do is have me looking good, smelling good. Got my hair, you know.
Okay, okay.
Like fun.
Okay.
Okay, no panties on.
Ooh, where you going?
But you don't give me no dick.
That's disrespectful.
That's rude. No, that's rude.
So what you not going to do?
After that, though... I just need one time.
Okay. And it's quits.
It's finito. You're not going to get a chance to do that again.
So you saying what you're not gonna do is stand me up like how I was.
Right. Just like that.
Oh damn. I feel like Elaine, my nigga's been standing me up.
I feel like it should be finito. Like he gotta come a whole in order for him to, you know, get some. For you, he has to come completely correct. Like whole nother, like I'm flying into town for you. We finna do this.
For you.
On me. For you. And
that's the only way he can come back in.
That's it.
Until then, what you not finna do. What you not gonna do.
Okay. Get me hyped up for.
I think it's kind of over.
If he were to hit you up and say, I'm so sorry. Like, that was my bad. You know how the game goes. But guess what? I'm finna make it up to you.
Nah.
Ooh. See, what you're not
and I mean and the thing about it is because I also found out some more stuff about him that I didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
it's not good. So
well, you're gonna have to fill me in.
That's for another show anyway. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know. I don't even really want to say it because I literally was at work today and found that out.
Oh, girl. How do you end the show?
All right, guys.
It was great.
Thanks
for listening.
You can always catch me on Instagram at Hermosa Cosmetics on IG, Edith Yolanda on Facebook, and you can find Ashley C on...
Tagged on your pictures.
Damn, bitch. You can find Ashley C on Facebook too under Ashley Chanel. Boom.
Right. Okay, that's fine.
I mean, I'm just saying, you got fans now. You know, more clicks on our podcast, bitch. All right, guys, have a wonderful week. And remember, tag, share the Dame Truth with your friends and your family so they'll know what time it is.
And like it.
Until next time.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.